If thought can do that to water, imagine what it can do to you. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. If thought can do that to water, imagine what it can do to you. In the recent current movie, Bleep, they're looking at some water that was treated by a Japanese metaphysician scientist, and he took some water from a dam and he showed it how it looked magnified many, many thousands and millions of times. And then he had a Japanese Buddhist meditate on the water and bless the water, and then he took a picture of the drops of water, and they looked like beautiful starlets. And then he took some mineral water, just some pure mineral water, and put it in bottles, and each bottle he gave to a different feeling. He said, "This water is blessed," or whatever he said. And then as he looked at the water the next morning, the blessing that he had given to the bottle and typed on a piece of paper and pasted to the outside of the bottle, the inside of the bottle had the most glorious star forms of water drops that you could ever imagine. And as the people were watching this, one man spoke to a lady there and said, "If thought can do this to water, imagine what it can do to you. If thoughts of blessings can change the constitution, the structure virtually, of the cells in the water," and apparently water cells do have structure to them, not just H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, but they have structure to them. Now, our bodies have structure to it. Everything about our body is a structured item. It is atoms, molecules, compounded all together to make the various forms that we have of our eyes, ears, nose, and throat, and the rest of our body. Now, if thought can do that to water, imagine what it can do to you. If we can think beautiful thoughts about water and change its construction, change its very essence of itself, not the H2O part, but how it is formed in its molecular way, just imagine what it can do to our cells, to our bodies. Should we have any unhappiness in our body, and we think we have unhappiness in our body, and we're unhappy about the unhappiness in our body, we compound that unhappiness, and we give that unhappiness the opportunity to grow, to expand, to be whatever the unhappiness would have it be, no matter what the cause. Now, if thought can change the molecules of water, what about thought changing the structure of our body? Where unhappiness might have existed, we speak our word that all is in divine order, all is functioning in perfect, wonderful form, and so it is. Now, perhaps we have a lot of doubt under our positive thought, and this doubt causes our positive thought to be less than effective. However, as we persist in our positive thought, as we persist in saying that all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, not knowing necessarily what divine order is, because when you bless a cell of water or a bottle of water, you don't know what the bottle of water is doing in there. You know, you could maybe take a molecular photograph of what's going on and then take a photograph later after you have blessed it, but basically you have no idea what's going on in there. And the same is true of our bodies. Our bodies are responding to the many thousands and millions of inputs that are given upon it. Many of the normal functioning, the autonomic nervous system, all the way the body is planned, how race consciousness plants thoughts into the body and plants thoughts into the mind over a period of time. And now all these thoughts have a bearing upon our body. And for some lovely reason, our body turns out not too bad, all things considered. However, imagine how it could turn out if we were to take charge and make sure that every thought we have about our body is a beautiful thought. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You say, well, Herb, you say that all the time. That's right. And I live in my beautiful ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, what about you? What cause would you like to have? Would you like a specific cause that my toe doesn't hurt anymore, or whatever disease I have, it's gone now? Well, if you're going to go to specifics, that's okay too. You never know whether you have missed a specific that might have been the real cause, the real culprit for the problem that you're experiencing. And rather than miss the real cause of what you're experiencing, do a turnabout, a beautiful turnaround where you say, all is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and all is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. And you see, those thoughts send a new story, a new picture, a new image, a new self to your body. And your body, rather than feeling that the problems that have beset it are eternal and everlasting and irrevocable, then your body begins to say, oh, hey, he likes me, she likes me. Hey, their new thoughts about me are kind of nice. That's just fine. I'll live up to that. I'll live up to wholeness. I'll live up to purity. I'll live up to right action. I'll live up to every beautiful thought they or bad thought that they have about me. And the bad thoughts are just non-beneficial. But now, I'll live up to every thought that this mind thinks about me. And then so it is. People are not dying off like flies by the billions and zillions. When we look at bad conditions, we look at cancer, we say, among the world's population, so many people have it. Among the world's population, so many people have this or that or the other. It's not everybody. It's not even majority. It's just a slow, a tiny minority. And these are people who think negative thoughts about their mind and their body. And so they have it. And you say, well, they're nice people. They're really thoughtful people. They're loving people. They're beautiful people. Why should they have it? Well, sometimes you stick your nose in where it doesn't belong and you worry about other people. And you worry about other people who have something. And this is called compassion. And your compassion happens to spring back into your own body because what you think about, that's what you experience. Now, you may not experience the same thing that you're thinking about. You may not experience cancer when others are working with cancer and you're working on them, but what you experience is the doubt, the possibility that such a thing could take place in your life, your family, your world, that limiting ideas could take place. Now, if we are truly responsible and if we are truly in charge of our thought, then why not make sure that our thought is always saying the thing about us and our world that we want to have said. If thought can do that to water, imagine what it can do to you. Think about these things. It's a cause you put in motion for a very wonderful, powerful, very important response. Take care of it today and watch what happens to your tomorrow, which is your today because all time is now. Think about these things and watch how wonderfully they work. Put this cause in motion for yourself as I put this cause in motion for myself, and watch how wonderfully it works. Know that I see you whole and perfect because I see me whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, function of your body whole and perfect because I see every organ, action, and function of my body whole and perfect. And it is done unto me according to my thinking, my thought, my belief. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.